Pick the Nintendo Shack and pray. Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening says, yo.
And welcome to this week's episode of the Nintendo Shack podcast. I am back after 2 weeks of vacation, and I am super excited because joining me today is the one and only Delvin. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Rebecca?
I'm good. I'm super tired. My flight came in late last night. It was delayed. And as the flight was landing, I'm coming back from North Carolina, as we're landing in New Jersey, I realized that I left my car keys and house keys with the person I was staying with. So that was a bad thought landing. So I was really tired. But luckily, my mom, who was picking me up from the airport, saved the day. She had a spare key because she was taking care of my cat for the past 2 weeks. So I'm just going to be without my car until I get my car keys. Okay. But overall, it was a good trip. I'm just very tired.
That's great. So I got to ask everybody who go to North Carolina this question. Did you sing the song? Did you North Carolina throw your hands up, take your shirt off, wave it around like a helicopter?
I have no idea what you're talking about. There's a song?
Yes, Petey Pablo.
I have no
idea. Famous rapper. He made a song about North Carolina. Oh my God. I'm gonna have to look this one up.
This will be my homework for this week. I'm sorry.
Yes, we gotta bring the shack to the hood. Gotta bring in some Petey Pablo, some North Carolina music. You know, that's all. It's good. It's all good. We'll get you that. We'll get you that.
Okay. Sounds good. I have a lot to learn, it sounds
mix
like.
Mix the Taylor with the Petey Pablo.
I'm sure we'll be second best to Taylor Swift. It was a good trip. I was in North Carolina and Atlanta. I was in Atlanta for Zelda Universe's annual charity marathon, ZU-thon. I participated and played Oracle of Seasons with Josh Jepson. Oh. And overall in the marathon, we raised $12,000 for Able Gamers Charity, which is awesome. It beats their record. During my segment, we raised, I think, about $1,100 of that $12,000. And it was a good time, just, you know, seeing friends. I have a lot of Zelda Universe friends, getting to travel a little bit. And then I spent an extra week in Raleigh, which was nice. It's very hot down there. I forget, what state do you live in?
I live in Miami, Florida. And it's very hot here.
So you're insane. I don't get it. Anywhere south of like Virginia, it's way too hot. I don't know how you do it.
Way too hot. People are really angry. People can't drive. It's a mess down here. Just a mess.
What I did like about North Carolina and Raleigh in particular, though, is that they have the only retail limited run game store. You know the website Limited Run? They do the physical copies of games.
Yes.
So I got to visit that, and I bought two things. I bought Unpacking, which is a digital game. I have it digitally, but it's a game where it tells the story through unpacking items throughout this girl's life. Which doesn't sound that exciting, but like it takes you through when she's a child, a teenager, college, moving in with her boyfriend, moving out from her boyfriend. And it like kind of tells a story through the items that you are placing in her house, and you can place it wherever you want. It's like kind of a puzzle game though. Like certain items can only go in certain places. But it's very cute. Love this game. It made a very big impression on me when I played it, so I had to get the physical. Yeah, and it has the little, this is the cardboard sleeve on it. I don't want to like ruin it, but the game is underneath and this is just the cardboard sleeve. And then I also got Moon, which was originally released in 1997 in Japan only, and then they recently ported it to the Switch and translated it. And it kind of is like the OG Undertale. It's like the anti-RPG, like nobody has to die kind of thing. And I've never played this one, so I'm excited to finally play it.
I wish I'd have known they were down there when I went down there earlier this year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's our one store, and they're only open on weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And that's when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this.
Now you know for next time, you'll get to sing the North Carolina, the rap song, and go shopping at Limited Run Games.
Let me ask you this. Did you go to any of the cool spots to eat at down there?
So I wasn't in Raleigh proper. I was in the surrounding town, like the surrounding towns there. This is where I was staying. But there were some good places to eat, but not in Raleigh. I don't know. There's okay. The South is hot, but there's good food. Oh my God. The best food ever in the South.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Cause I had two things down there that was really good. I had oxtail pizza, which was fantastic.
Oh my God.
And I had strawberry chicken wings.
Okay, that sounds really good. The chicken down there is unlike anything else. Oh my God.
Yes, it's really good. Yeah. I should have messaged you the place to go check out. But yeah, this really, really good down there.
I was having culture shock because I've like never really been, like I've been to Florida. But like I've never been to like the South. Oh my God, it's like a different country.
It is. It really
is. The way people talk.
Very different.
The flags.
Oh, the flags. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I like obviously I've heard stories, but like I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. I know in South Florida there's certain places we know just don't go to that area. That area they don't think fondly of us.
It felt like I was in a different country. But I had good experiences, so it was all good.
That's great.
The waitress asked me, she called me hun with the accent and asked me if I wanted sweet tea. So I was like, yeah.
The sweet tea's good there.
Yeah.
It's really sweet though. It's really sweet. It's diabetes in a cup.
That's what they told me. That's exactly what they said. I also got in the mail while I was gone. I came home to my physical copy of Tunic from Fangamer. You ever play Tunic? It's like the Zelda, like Dark Souls Zelda. Yet. It's like very cute. Everybody tells it has it's great. All of those like hand-drawn maps and stuff. So I'm excited to open this one up. And then I have so much to show off, Devin. Last time I was on the show,
oh, I love it.
Donnie convinced me to buy this Game Boy thing, the Ambernic. It's a little emulator machine, and it comes pre-installed with like everything under the sun. And I just turned it on last night, and it's great. It has everything in it. It works. Some games don't work, but most of the games work. Yes, the RG35XX. Sure. I'm not going to call it that. I'm going to call it the Game Boy. but yeah,
cool.
Pretty happy with it so far. I didn't get a chance to like play too much yet, but I turned it on, charged it. Feels nice. So I just wanted to say, 2 weeks ago, I said I was going to do it. I did it. It's here.
Did you get it like from, was it AliExpress?
Amazon. It was like okay. $75. Yeah.
So that's still great.
Yeah. So yeah, I like have just been playing stuff here or there on my vacation, playing more Tears of the Kingdom. I'm in like the end game parts, but every time I play like and keep playing, like there's more to the end game. So like, I don't really know how far in the end game I am. I don't know where you're at, like what I should talk about yet.
You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Did you beat the game long enough?
Nah, I haven't beat it. I am doing my third dungeon, but I'm fine.
Okay.
I know it's been long enough. Everybody's beaten the game except me now.
No, I haven't beaten it. I know a lot of people who have not yet beat it. We're taking our time. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
In vague terms, I've done all four dungeons. I thought I was going to Hyrule Castle to to beat the game. Have you beat the game to Shiva? No, Delvin. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe Zelda's different. I don't know. Beat the game. We don't do that here. I take a long time to beat games too, Delvin, so I'll defend you on that.
Thank you.
I thought I was going to Hyrule Castle to beat the game. I did some stuff there. I'm now in the depths for a part of the story. I'm doing some shenanigans down there that's story related and game related. So that's where I'm at. There's like, you got to like collect four things in the depths. I've collected three of the four.
Oh, okay, so, cool. Yeah, so you're not far off from it. I almost made the mistake of going to the end game. That was fun.
I didn't know that apparently you can do that. I just thought, until this like past week, I thought that you had to be all four dungeons to beat the game. But apparently you don't have to do that.
Yeah, apparently so. Because I said, let me just go down here and see what's down here. And then my son was like, oh, that's where you go to end the game. Like,
oh, I
probably should do this.
Oh my gosh. So I'm working on it. I definitely support you in not beating it yet. You said you did three dungeons. Which ones did you do so far?
Well, I'm on the fire dungeon now. That's the third one I'm on right now. I've done the water one and I did the sky one. And I love the sky one. That was fun.
You're doing it. You did it in the same order that I did it. I did the fire one third, and then I saved the desert one for last.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to do last.
Yeah, that one was the best one. That one felt most like a dungeon to me. It was like a little bit overwhelming, actually. But yeah, what do you think so far? I feel like we haven't had a chance to like really talk too much. We talked a little bit about Tears of the Kingdom, but we didn't talk too much, I don't think.
I'm still loving it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think watching some of the strategy guys, I've watched it, made me feel like I'm so underpowered. I get, but it's more or less because when you watch them, the people have like 100 bombs, and then they have like 100 arrows. Like, where the hell are y'all getting all this shit from? Like, why do y'all have all this? And I'm running around with like 8 arrows, struggling to make it. They have like
I'm constantly short on arrows. Oh my gosh. Yes, I'm constantly short on arrows. I feel like, and this might be an unpopular opinion, but I feel like I don't like shrines as much in this game. Like, I feel like I'm so burnt out by shrines. Like, I don't have a lot of hearts and stamina and stuff because, like, whenever I see a shrine, I'm just like, I'll do it later.
I have the first row of hearts. I don't have the second row. And I have three rings of stamina.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot. I only have two rings, and I'm somewhere in the first row of hearts.
Okay. But I don't know. Maybe because I didn't like Breath of the Wild and I didn't get too far in it, the shrines don't bother me as much.
Mm.
But it's still fine. I know the shrines are starting to get a little repetitive to the point where I'm enjoying when I find the one for this, like, I think it's called The Blessing. Like, and it's just like, you just walk in, like, hey, here you go. Good job. You found me. Like, yes.
Yeah. I like those too. Like, I feel like it's just tiring. Like, how many times when I walk into a shrine and they take away all of my things and, like, I'm just over it.
Those ones are annoying. When they're like, hey, we take away everything. You have to beat all these bosses, these guys.
I walk right back out when I get those. I just, like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I'd rather explore the depths. I'd rather, like, go beat up some monsters. Yeah.
The depths is really cool. I like going down there and finding the interesting things. I can't say too much without spoiling stuff. But I feel like every time I go down there, I find something new. I didn't know that, I guess I can say this. It's not too much for spoiler. But when you're in the depths, you find the newer versions of the weapons you have.
Yes. Yeah. And
that helps a lot.
So I don't know if this is like true or a rumor. Maybe you know, I don't know. But like when you find those weapons and they're not like rusted or whatever, apparently those are weapons that you had that like have broken.
Yes.
Do you know if that is true?
That is true. It randomly comes, but I know this because I found one of my powerful weapons down there. I'm like, this is awesome. And I had it for a while. So the ideal is you can kind of just break your weapon, and then it'll show up in the depths eventually. Just grab it, and you have a more powerful version of it. So, yeah.
I like that. Yeah, that's cool. That's a good mechanic. Cool. I like that. Yeah, I'm still taking my time. I like keep saying, oh, I'm going to beat it this week. But like then I just keep finding new things to do in the game. I found in Tarrytown, I don't know if you came across this yet, but if you talk to, oh, I forget which character it is. I think it's that weird little Kilton monster guy. Do you know him? Have you ever come across him?
Okay. I got to talk about.
He wants you to take pictures of monsters and then they make it into a sculpture. So like I had a picture of a bokoblin and they made it into a sculpture and then I could place it like on the stage where I wanted. And it's like a sculpture, like of the exact one that you took, like in the position that you took the picture of.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, if he's like throwing like a rock or something, he'll make the sculpture of him throwing a rock. So like now I need to go find all the monsters and take pictures of all of them so I can make sculptures of all of them. Like, it's just so cool.
That is cool. This game is a game that keeps on giving. There's so much stuff in this game. That kind of, is, you can have like, you can, this is crazy. I guess it was the same thing with Breath of the Wild. If this was the only game you own this year, you'd probably still have a great time for the whole year playing it, because there's so much stuff you can do in it. You never feel like you're done.
That's what I'm doing. And like, I know even when I do eventually beat it, like I'm still going to be playing it and still going to be finding things. Like, even though I am rolling my eyes at the shrines right now, like I do want to do all the shrines. It's just like a slow burn kind of game for me. And like, I waited how long? 6 years for it. Like, I don't want to rush through it. So yeah.
Enjoy it. Yeah. Enjoy your time with it. Have you fought any of the Lynels yet?
I've done Lynels, but I have not done the Gleox yet. Like, I've tried, but I've died.
Yeah,
the big three-headed dragon Gleox.
I tried one of those, and it was not a fun time.
I
was not prepared.
I watched other people beat them, and I'm like, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, it's so much fun just finding different things in the world that I didn't realize existed. And it's like just really cool. Like the dragons that fly in the sky that you can float down to. And I found one that's made of fire and I didn't know it was made of fire. And I landed on it. I'm like, oh crap.
Oh my gosh.
And it's
yeah.
It's so much stuff you can do in the game. That's just unique. Very unique. It's very cool that Nintendo still puts out stuff like this that's quality that kind of can stand up.
Yeah.
Against the games like The Last of Us, The God of Wars. I put this game right up there with those.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there are certain franchises where they do, you know, take their time and put in the love. Like, I feel so confident that when it eventually releases, Metroid Prime 4 is going to be like their most gorgeous game, you know, full of perfect areas to explore and perfect bosses. Like, they just take their time with those kind of games, and I appreciate that.
I hope so, because I always look at Nintendo like Switzerland. You know, you have your PlayStation fans, you have your Xbox fans, but then everybody loves Nintendo. They're like, ah, there's Nintendo. They're always there.
They stay out of the drama. They're keeping the peace, yeah. Just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Nobody can hate like, them.
And it's always fun because you see people arguing about Xbox sales and PlayStation sales, and Nintendo's over there just making all the money, just drinking their tea, smiling.
Exactly. Donahue's well, clearly he hasn't met Nintendo fans. Listen, he's not talking about the fans. He's talking about just the way that the company is, the way that the console is, the games.
Yes, Nintendo does their own
Nintendo
thing.
Fans can be
their own drum. Yeah, Nintendo fans be brutal. Nintendo fans be brutal to themselves. They beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, exactly. While Sony fans and Microsoft fans are fighting with each other, Nintendo fans are beating themselves up. That's true. I forget. There was like one other thing I was gonna share or say, but I don't remember.
It's been a week for you, Rebecca. I get it.
Yeah, I'm like trying to remember like what else I've been playing or doing. We're going to talk about the Splatfest later. I've been playing some of that, but I don't know. Maybe it'll come up. I'll think of it. Oh, I do remember.
Let me ask you a question about the car keys.
What?
I almost forgot to ask you. Do y'all have the little kiosks where you stay at where they can make your car key for you without having the key?
Without having the key?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that.
They have these kiosks in down here that makes regular like house keys, but it also makes car keys. And sometimes if you know the code for the car key, they can make the car key for you.
Oh my God, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it is. I know this because I've done it before. I'm like,
wow.
I just made a copy of my key. But yeah, that's the thing. So you might want to look into that.
Okay.
If you need your key like that.
Yeah, I really don't. Like, luckily, I'm in like a really good situation where like, I really don't need my car right now. He's going to mail my keys back. But I have a grocery store that I can walk to. So like, I'm just going to do that and like deal for a couple days. So I'll be fine. But yeah, that's interesting and also scary. So I'll look into that. The last thing that I want to share real quick is I'm getting back into Animal Crossing. Like, I don't know why. I just am. I don't know. I've been having an itch. But I want all of the villagers that I want without having to actually do work. So I bought the amiibo cards for them, but like not the real amiibo cards, the fake amiibo cards where you can just buy them. I think I paid like $5 total for all like for all the ones that I wanted. And
hell yeah.
I got do all crimes. The villagers that I want, and I'm going to move them into my game so that I have a perfect island full of perfect villagers that I love. And it just takes some time to move them in. And then I'm like redoing my island. I'm giving it an entire makeover. Like, it's just peaceful. I need that in my life sometimes. So I'm just throwing that out there that I'm getting back into it.
That zen energy, like, I'm relaxing. Yeah. I like it. I love it. It's great.
I wasn't going to get back into it, but then I decided, like, that was my plane game when I was on the airplane for this trip. That's what I did.
Oh.
Because you don't need Wi-Fi.
I think I played, my Steam Deck when I was on the plane.
Okay.
Because I felt like I didn't want to play Tears of the Kingdom. Because I like playing Tears of the Kingdom on a big screen.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I can't play it undocked. I have to play it on the big screen.
There's definitely games that I prefer docked and some that I prefer handheld. Like Animal Crossing definitely feels like a handheld game to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shall we get into this week's news?
Let's go for it.
There's not a whole lot. I was kind of just typing some stuff as we were getting started, but we also had the Pokemon Direct. Let's actually start with that because that's the longest thing that we got here. Did you watch the Pokemon Presents showcase?
Yes, I did. For this show, I watched it.
Awesome. I am so sorry that you felt the need to do that.
I told my son about it. He's like, "You're watching it?" I'm like, "Yes, I am." I have no choice.
Before we get into our opinions on it, let's do a little recap of it. We got a look at Pokemon Path to the Peak. It's an animated series focused on the trading card game. It will premiere at the World Championships later this week, which I think is going on now. I keep seeing buzz about the World Championships. I don't know if that premiered yet, but maybe. We got an official trailer to Detective Pikachu showing some of the characters as well as showing that you can investigate various crime scenes. It comes out October 6th. Are you a Detective Pikachu fan?
Detective Pikachu is one of those games I really want to play. I think it came out on 3DS first. And I was like super excited when I never got a chance to play it. So now here's my chance to play it. Like I even have a Detective
Pikachu. This is a sequel. This is a sequel.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard that the first game is like mostly cutscenes. I don't know if that's true or not. I heard the first game is terrible.
Yes, I heard the first game is not good.
Okay.
But this one looks kind of fun. This looks fun. It looks like dumb, silly fun. You know, you go around with Pikachu talking like an 85-year-old man investigating crime scenes. Yeah.
It does look silly. I think it looks horrible. Like the graphics, like it looks really ugly.
Oh, it does. It does. And you can tell they localized it, but it almost looks like the 70s karate films because you see Pikachu's mouth moving, but it's not matching the words. like you know what? Well, this is silly, but it's fine with me.
I think I expected a little bit more because they announced that they were working on this like 4 years ago. I don't know. I didn't play the first game. I'm not going to play this one, but
yeah,
I don't know. It looks funny. Yeah. If you play it, I hope it's fun. I hope you enjoy it. They showed another Pokemon TV show announcement, Pokemon Horizon, set in the Paldea region. It looked cool. I don't watch the anime, but it looked good for those who watch it.
They keep showing. They showed a lot of like anime stuff.
Yeah, they did. They did. Direct. I think they showed like two or three things.
Three, like a web series, this and card one. That's a lot to show one direct.
Yeah. I don't know that they needed all of that. They also showed that Pokemon Go is getting the Gen 9 Paldean Pokemon. Cool for those who are still on the Pokemon Go kick. They showed that available now on Switch Online, the Pokemon Trading Card Game for Game Boy Color and Pokemon Stadium 2 for N64. I'm excited to play Stadium 2 because I never had that one. I played a ton of Stadium 1 when I was growing up, but I never had Stadium 2. So I'm excited to try out the minigames on that one. I feel like this was the best part of the Direct, and it's something that we already knew was eventually coming. So it's hard to be like super excited about it.
I never played Stadium 2. I played Stadium 1. I like Stadium 1 a lot. And I never played the Pokemon card game. I actually played the actual card because as my child told me, I was there for the creation of Mario. So I was also there for the creation of Pokemon and playing the actual physical Pokemon card game. So, yes.
Well, if you liked the original card game in real life, then maybe you should try the Game Boy Color game. Maybe you would like it.
Yeah, I think I would. I'm going to try it.
I think it's like an RPG. With the card game.
I like the Yu-Gi-Oh! Digital game, so I'll try this one.
Yeah, you should. I love, did Donnie write this? If you still have your copy of Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Oh, I wrote that.
You wrote it.
That was not good. That game was not
good. You can now add Mew and Mewtwo to your collection. You can get your Mew by entering the password, get your Mew in the mystery gift. And then you can get Mewtwo starting September 1st via the Terror Raid battles. I did go on and type in the code to get my Mew. It randomly gives you a Terror type. I got the Grass Terror type. I was a little bit surprised that they did this because there have been very few opportunities ever to get a legitimate Mew. They've all been like during events, and like I think the last legitimate one was in like 2017 or 18, maybe 2019. Like they only do it every couple, once in a blue moon.
Well, I feel like they saw the response to this game. They're like, give them a Mew, keep them quiet, do something, because this game was not good.
No, yeah. I mean,
take a view.
There were a lot of things that I liked about Scarlet and Violet, but like, the DLC, I'm not going to get. We'll talk about that. Oh, right. They did make it available. Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl. I definitely forgot about that. So yeah, maybe they're making Mew easier to get nowadays than they used to.
I'll put it to you this way. I usually buy every Pokemon game 3 times. If I get one for me and get one for each one of my kids. And I think this is the first year they didn't finish their copy. They're like, I'm done with this. This is not good.
Oh.
If they don't finish it, it's not a good Pokemon game.
Which is a shame because the best part of that game is the end sequence. And like nobody wants to get to that part because like it's a bad grind to get there.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. They showed another animated series, Paldean Winds web series, comes out September 6th. This one looks cute. The art style looks cute. Focuses on a student who wants to become a Pokemon trainer. I liked the art style. She's like a student who moves to a new school and she's like scared. And then she sees that there's a Pokemon club. I won't watch it, but it looked cute.
Yeah, it looks cute.
And then they finally showed the DLC for Scarlet and Violet. I don't know about you, but like it looked to me like it was nothing that they didn't show from the first trailer that they showed of this. Like,
I think so. Like, what, it was in February they showed the first trailer, yeah, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't look like there was much new information. It was like showing the biomes, like it kind of looked like a just like the open area where you go to catch Pokemon. They showed like some new characters. We don't know anything about them. Showed some new Pokemon.
Well, I looked it up. I looked it up and I was like, this is the same damn thing they showed several months ago.
Things that they did show us, I see chat, there was a lot shown. They did show us like some new Pokemon. Like there's a new Applin evolution. There's another form for a couple of the other Pokemon. There's like a weird form for the legendary Raikou, who's like the long neck. They did show stuff like that.
Candy apple Pokemon, I'm here for. I like him.
I like him too. I like him too. And fun fact, actually, that this is the first Pokemon to have a branching path of three different things you can evolve from since the second generation.
Oh, that's cool.
The last one was like Tyrogue evolving into Hitmonlee, Hitmontop, Hitmonchan. Those three.
I remember those.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm getting old.
And ever since, there has not been another one that can evolve into three different things.
That is cool.
Yeah, I will not be buying this DLC.
Oh, I'll be absolutely not buying it.
But I did review Scarlet and Violet for Nintendo. So if they would like me to review the DLC and send me a free code, I'll play it. I'm not going to pay for it, but I'll play it. However, the only thing I'm like excited about is that they are adding back some of the old Pokemon that were not in the Pokedex, like Ninetales, my favorite, and I can bring my beloved perfect Ninetales up to this game and run around with her in 3D.
That's great.
Yeah. It's the only thing I care about.
Yeah, this is I don't know. I think because this Pokemon game is so underwhelming, it makes this direct underwhelming. Because it's like, there was a Pokemon game you cared about. You're like, yeah.
$35.
This was a Pokemon. That's a lot. That is a lot.
It is a lot. That's a lot.
For a game that wasn't even great. So it's like,
it's more than half the price of the base game.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's asking a lot.
Yeah. Sell it at $19.99. That sounds like a decent price.
That's a fair price.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even feel like they have fixed up like the base game. Like the base game still looks ugly. That's
still doesn't run good.
It's
like now you're asking for more money to invest more in a game that doesn't run good and doesn't look good. Like, you're asking a lot there.
Yeah. Now, if they did like say like, okay, we came through with some patches, we fixed, you know, the glitches, we made the game look a little bit nicer, we fixed the draw distance, so on and so forth, I would feel more confident about the DLC, but I cannot feel confident. So
yes, I agree. They have lost my vote of confidence.
Yeah, a lot of people I see, Garrett,
another dollar.
I see Garrett in chat. Hi, Garrett. Saying, give me the Game Boy Color and Game Boy Advance games on NSO. I did see a lot of people hoping that they would announce like Gen 1, Gen 2 games on NSO.
That would be
cool. Yeah.
I think they're going to wait on that a little bit longer.
I think they want to wait and see how they can sell it to us.
Yes, because you're going to pay for
that. Instead of putting it on the service. Anything else you want to say about the Pokemon Presents?
It was spectacular. Wasn't good. It was, yeah. Like I said, I guess if you like the cartoon show, you got a lot of stuff coming to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got three new shows. Just keep going. I don't think none of them star Ash. So even better.
I feel like the Pokemon Company just does not care about the games as much. You know, in total, it's like their third or fourth or fifth moneymaker in the franchise. The TCG sells a lot. The merchandise sells a lot. The anime sells a lot. Video games are like down on that list. They don't care.
And plus, I get it because the anime brings in more people to the games and everything else. So, yeah, I guess it's just not a part. The games, unfortunately, is not the main priority right now because it's a conglomerate. Pokemon's just huge.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy to say that it's not a priority because it's one of the best-selling games on the Switch. Like 20 million something copies were sold, and yet it's not a big priority. Yeah.
But much like, and I was not saying this to be mean, but much like some sports games, if you don't have any competition in terms of like, hey, once you got your fan base, you don't have to necessarily try as hard. Like I can't tell how many years I played a Madden that just weren't great. Or NBA 2K that just weren't great years because they didn't have to put in that much effort. Because like, we know you're going to buy it. And it's kind of the same thing with Pokemon. We know you're going to buy it, so we're going to just put this out.
So true. It's so true. And it's so sad.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how it works.
But I will be enjoying my Pokemon Stadium 2 back in the good days of Pokemon.
Nah, it's fine. You're correct.
Okay, let's move on from Pokemon. Apparently, senior mission designer at Blizzard talks about the difficulty developing story missions for the Switch port of Overwatch 2. One of the things he cites is because of the size of the maps, they had to develop new tools to do a lot of the memory cleanup. He did end the interview by saying if they get it running well on the Switch, it will pretty much run everywhere else well. Is Overwatch 2 on the Switch? Or he's saying that they're having difficulty making it.
They're making it now for Switch, if I'm correct.
Okay. I don't follow Overwatch. Are you an Overwatch player?
Yeah. I'm not, but I was interested in the story modes for Overwatch. That was my whole thing for a while. I wanted to play the story content for Overwatch. I love the lore of Overwatch. Overwatch has some of the best lore in video games.
See, I didn't even know that there was a story mode in Overwatch.
Well, I think it's just when Overwatch 2 first came out, it was supposed to have a story mode as well as the regular Overwatch. But now they just changed it because everything that went down with it. You're just going to have story missions instead of a full campaign.
Got it.
So now they're porting Overwatch to, I think, previous gen. So I think it's the Switch version, the PS4 version, and I think another one. So that's what they're talking about with the ports. They're doing more ports with Overwatch 2.
Okay. People are saying that Overwatch is on Switch, but apparently it's $15?
Yes, for the PvE, I think. The story mode is not there.
Okay. So that's still coming over. Got it.
Yes.
Ah, interesting. They had to develop new tools because it wouldn't run on the Switch. I feel like I'm learning. I didn't know that there was like story missions or lore or anything in Overwatch. That's pretty cool. I'm curious that they are focused on trying to get it to run on the Switch and not just like waiting it out until new hardware. I feel like that's pretty rare. A lot of people just like a lot of companies would not even bother.
I think it's because I don't know if you've heard about this game. Overwatch 2 is not doing great.
Yeah.
It's like
it has like 6% approval on Steam or something.
Yeah, it came and almost went. And like I think they were already working on it anyway, so I guess they're trying to get it working for all these the story mode and stuff. They're trying to fix all the things they had promised before that just didn't come to fruition when they originally announced this game. So, yeah.
And didn't they shut down Overwatch 1?
Yeah. So that makes it even worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's bad. Okay. Well, hopefully they do. Hopefully they do. And would you play it on Switch if they were able to port it?
I want to play the story missions, so I probably would play it on Switch. If it runs well, yeah, I'd probably play it on Switch.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Interesting. Well, it sounds positive. It sounds like he ended the interview on a positive note, so maybe we'll see that.
Yeah, hopefully it runs well.
Hopefully. Maybe new hardware next year will help.
Definitely.
Still going to talk about that Switch Pro every time. The current Splatoon 3. It's coming. The Splatfest is underway. This is the Splatfest Money versus Fame versus Love. Do you have a team that you would join, Delvin? What's most important in life? Well, I know you don't play it, but which would you pick? Team money, fame, or love? Which is most important in life?
Love.
Yeah.
Love.
Well, I regret
money on my own.
I regret joining Team Love because everybody joined Team Love, and I have been getting nothing but mirror matches, just playing against Team Love, which those matches don't count because I would rather wait longer to get a match against one of the other two teams than wait a normal amount of time and get a mirror match. I have not been having a good experience this Splatfest because 90% of my matches have not been counting. And I wish I joined Team Money.
Yeah, because a lot of people lying. a lot of people will definitely take the money over the love. I don't know why y'all lying to yourselves.
Money did win the preview, so there's a week leading up to the Splatfest that you can play, and Money won the preview, but Love, as of last night, has been in the lead halfway through. Yeah, it's really between Money and Love here because Fame, like, nobody joined Team Fame. For me, nobody, it's like, why would I want Fame without Money? Why would I want to be famous and have, like, paparazzi follow me without the money?
Yeah, being famous and broke sucks.
Exactly.
That just sounds terrible.
So if you're listening to this live or on Sunday, you have until 8 p.m. Eastern tonight to play. Get your rewards. And then the last little thing I started to add here last minute is that Mercury Steam, the guys who made Metroid Dread, said that they have two large undisclosed titles in the works. I mean, I hope that they would be working on something, but now we know apparently there's two unannounced games. Apparently it's mentioned in the company's latest financial report that they have two large undisclosed titles. I wonder if what large is. Does that mean like Metroid Dread size or larger? Apparently one of these titles is the action RPG set in a dark fantasy world that they talked about in 2021. Hope that they're working on an original Metroid title, an original 2D Metroid title like Dread.
That would be cool.
I think they knocked it out of the park with Dread, and I would be very happy with another one from them.
Maybe Dread 2?
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. I kind of dig it. Metroid Dread's a really good game. Hard as hell, but it's really good and really fun.
It is hard, yeah. But I feel like it's not super punishing in its difficulty.
No, it's not.
Like, it's hard, but it's fair.
Once you get the system down. Yeah, I agree. Just have to get the system.
And
overall, it's
with how long Metroid Prime 4 is taking, maybe Metroid 2D. Well, we'll get another 2D Metroid, like G-Man says.
Castlevania would be good.
Yeah, yeah. Donnie says, I hope it's Castlevania. They would do a good job with a Castlevania game, I think. That'd be cool.
I love Castlevania, so yeah.
Yeah. So I think Mercury Steam is... Are they mostly only working with Nintendo? I know they're not owned by Nintendo.
Yeah, Donnie's correct. They make the Lord of the Shadows games, which people love one, and they didn't like two. But one is really good.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that they have done Castlevania stuff. Okay, so then there's precedent for that. Then they definitely could. That'd be cool.
Konami seems to be more open to people making their games now, so that'd be dope.
I think if they were to do another Nintendo game that is not Metroid, I would like to see what they can do with Kid Icarus.
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah. I think if anyone's going to bring back Kid Icarus, it could be them.
I would like that. Kid Icarus is a good franchise. I think they should be more done with it.
I've never played it, but I've always been interested in the one on 3DS. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I love the original Kid Icarus. That was my jam back in the
day. I tried to play that one, and that's such a hard game.
Yes, it is. I have skills in video games, which I don't have anymore.
All right. That's it for the headlines. Let's hit some questions directly from our listeners. Do you want to read the questions? Do you want me to read the questions?
Either one. Let me see if I can pull them up, because I don't think I had them up, and then I let them go.
I read them if you don't have it up. You got it?
Our first question is from Garrett Bland Explosion, my homie. He says he needs my favorite waifu from Fire Emblem now. I don't know.
I answered this question yesterday. Somebody was asking me about it, and I Googled it, and Edelgard. I like her.
Which one is Edelgard?
Cool. I don't know. She's from Three Houses. I think she's a villain, I think. I don't know. Maybe. She's got, like, long, like, whitish hair. She's got, like, a red cape. Like, piercing blue eyes.
She sounds
I think she's evil. Yeah, I like her. She's cool.
I like bad girls. There you go. So that's cool. Let me see if I can find her.
I don't know any other Fire Emblem waifus.
Okay. I like her. She's cool. Let me do this then. I'm going to look up some Fire Emblem waifus.
I literally just Googled Fire Emblem waifus. Top 10 Fire Emblem waifus.
This may get me in trouble. Depending on what comes up. I am very
okay,
scared.
Camila. I like Camila. She's very good. She's nice. I like her.
All right, let's see. I'm looking Annette. She's cool. Shamir.
Sonya. Kathy. We like Sonya. She looks good from Echoes.
Mercedes, Leonie, okay, let's see. Byleth, okay. Doretha, nah, I can't go do with that. That's too close to my grandmother's name. Nope. Not a fan of that. Okay, Edelgard, I think. She's cool. I'll pick her.
Yeah, that's what I said first. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with you because I've seen this picture. I'm like, yeah, I kind of agree with this now.
Cool. You can have that one. I'll have Camila.
Perfect. Now let's see. Our next question. Oh, from Garrett again. If every Nintendo franchise was a news anchor team, who would win in the all-out brawl? So this is like an Anchorman.
It's been forever since I've seen that movie. So who do you think is taking it? And a brawl for best news anchor team?
Yes. And what would they be called? Oh, like, I'm assuming Mario's team would be called the Marios. With Mario, Luigi, and Princess Peach. And
I think Toad. That the Star Fox team is a force to be reckoned with.
I agree. They have a ship. Mm-hmm. I love Star Fox. Let me see who else.
They're one of the few Nintendo games that's actually voice acted. I think, right?
Well, they had the blah, 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 back in the day when you played Star Fox on SNES. Blah, 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 blah. I used to love Star Fox.
That's my answer.
It's hard to go against Star Fox. I love Star Fox. But then again, the people in Splatoon have guns. They carry the hammer. And, you know, you know that's kind of hard. What they got the little paint gun, so that might be.
I'm looking ahead at our questions.
We got some wild questions. We all long for the ride. All right. We're going to tie this into Kevin's question.
Okay, asked, yeah.
If Pokemon were in all in the street gang, who would be the most gangster of them all? That, there's a clear answer to this. And the answer is the Squirtle Squad. Because they're an actual yes. gang. Yes.
Yeah.
They wear the that shades. They walk around. They mobbed up. Yeah. Squirtle Squad. Of course. Squirtle.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Him, definitely the Squirtle Squad, but also I had to look up the name because I couldn't remember the name. Scrafty. Do you know Scrafty? Look him up if you don't know him.
Scrafty.
He is like the one from Gen 5 rapper. Where he has like a mohawk and he has like pants that are too big that he has to keep like pulling up. Definitely Scrafty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He looks like he would.
Look like he's about that life. He like he's yeah. down the streets. Yeah, I like him. I like him.
He's a dark fighting type too. I feel like that tracks.
Street fighter. He's about that street life. Mm-hmm. He has a weapon on him. He definitely carries.
He'll beat you up.
Something.
Yep.
Yes, not me. Somebody else. I can fight. Kevin asked another question. He says, "What's the best Nintendo related pre-order bonus GameStop screwed Delvin out of?"
So specific.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the Nintendo pre-orders. I can't remember any off the top of my head.
When he says screwed you out of, does that mean like it arrived late or like
I didn't get it? Because the thing is, I don't know if you noticed, Rebecca, GameStop hates me. If they have the pre-order,
GameStop just screws everyone over.
Yes. They constantly steal from me. It's like an abusive relationship that I need to get out of. Because every time I go there, if there's a pre-order item, either they don't give it to me, it's broken, or some other nonsense. They hate me. And I do nothing but support them. Now I have to hope they go out of business and just lose everything. Because that's how they treat
looking. It's looking likely that will happen. What kind of do they still do pre-order bonuses most of the time? I feel like they usually don't anymore. Or they do like posters.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, I got a poster for it wasn't a Nintendo game. It was the game that just came out. Diablo. They gave me a big poster for Diablo.
Okay.
Because that was a Father's Day gift for me. And
there's nothing wrong with it because it wasn't Nintendo related.
Yeah, it was fine. I'm trying to think, what's the last Nintendo pre-order thing I got? I don't know. Did they give anything for Tears of the Kingdom? Because I have the physical copy of that.
I feel like they did.
I feel like I probably didn't get that then. So that's probably it. That might be it. I feel like whatever they gave, I didn't get. So there's that.
GameStop sucks. Shop at Best Buy.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, yeah, it was the wooden plaque. Did you get that?
Oh, I definitely didn't get that. No, absolutely not. I know for a fact I didn't. I wouldn't know if I had a wooden plaque around it. No, I didn't get that. Fuck you, GameStop. Piece of shit. Our next question from Kevin, which we didn't even talk about. He said, what's the next horrible port that should come to Nintendo Switch for $50?
I assume that they talked about it on last week's show that I was not a part of, Red Dead Redemption coming to Switch.
Yeah.
Okay, $50, so I was initially...
goddamn game.
Listen, I was initially excited that this was coming to Switch, and then I saw it was for $50, and I was like, oh. Yeah. No.
Come play the PS3 game for $50. Like, you can fuck off.
I'm pretty sure Red Dead Redemption 2 is on Steam for $20 right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I bought Red Dead Redemption 1 on Xbox for like $2.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is some bullshit. Ripoff. Yeah.
Which, like, so I really want to play it. I played, like, the first couple missions of that game on PS3, and I really liked it. And I would be excited to have that on Switch, play it some like handheld. But I don't want to pay $50 for that. I'll get it when it's 10.
Look, Rebecca, use your charm and tell them to send you a review copy of it. That way you have to pay for that shit.
Then I have to play through the whole game and form an opinion on it.
It's a great game to play through.
I know.
It's actually fantastic. Yeah, it might be worth
maybe
it.
Maybe I will.
Unless it's broken. Maybe I will. Unless it's broken on Switch, then it's going to be horrible.
I still won't have to pay for it.
Yeah, at least it's free. What would be the next game that they'd try this bullshit with? You know what? I have an answer. Madden. they're gonna give us Madden 2002 on Switch. Like, here you go. For $50.
You know what? I could see with the amount of milking that they're doing with The Last of Us right now, that they would put The Last of Us on Switch. Like, not the remastered version, the original for $50. Yes. I could 100% see them doing that because they want to promote the TV show.
That would be fantastic. I probably would actually buy that too. That's the sad thing.
I probably would too.
just because of the Switch box. I'm not going to lie. The Switch box makes me buy some shit I would never buy. It's just like, oh, I love that box. I'll take that and put it on my shelf. And that would probably be one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Our next question is from Donnie, who think he's slick because he changed the goddamn question, Donnie. I remember the question. His original question was this crazy, convoluted question about stocks and bonds. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. He made my head hurt reading it. So I'm going to read his new question. Donnie's question is, how amazing is Quake? And are you excited for Red Dead Disappointment on Switch next week?
No.
No, I'm not excited for Red Dead Disappointment. Quake is a great series. I played it originally was on like PC a long time ago. But I liked it then.
Oh, I guess it is on Switch.
Yeah. This week it came out on Switch.
Okay. Oh, okay. Neat.
That tells you how excited Rebecca is for. She didn't even know the shit was on Switch.
I'm trying to load the.
She probably didn't know Quake existed. Like, what the fuck is a Quake?
I know Quake exists. Delvin, I'm not that baby. It's on sale for $3. It is definitely not my type of game at all. It's scary. It's gory. I don't like that. But I'm happy for you, Donnie.
Yeah, he's all right. All right. Our next question is from Kyle the Pug. Fuck you, Kyle the Pug. he asked, how would you rate this week's Pokemon Direct? And was there anything that caught your eye during the presentation? Was it at least better than February's edition of it?
I'm going to give it a solid 2 out of 10.
Oh, 2. Wow.
I'm being generous.
Yes, I'll give it a 4. It's fine. I like Detective Pikachu. That's the homie.
Was there anything that caught my eye? I was very glad to see that Stadium 2 was out now.
Yeah.
I think that was it. Ninetales is coming to my game.
Stadium 2, the Pokemon card game, and Detective Pikachu. Even though it looked bad. Like, this is going to be fun. Maybe it'll be bad fun. So that's what I'm hoping for. At least if it's bad fun, I can enjoy it. I don't want it to be bad. Like, if it's bad fun, like, all right, this is cool.
I don't know if I would spend $60 on bad, or even bad fun. Fun bad.
I'll probably get one of the vouchers.
Yeah.
Because I have to get Mario Wonder. So I got to probably use the other voucher for that. So yeah, maybe.
All right. You should instead use your other voucher on WarioWare Move It.
Oh. That's a good point. I haven't played WarioWare in so long.
Mm-hmm.
looks good. Looks fun.
Yep.
Our next question is from Yarden, calling me out. Yarden says, new person questions for Delvin. What's your history with Nintendo? Favorite Nintendo console? Favorite Nintendo franchise / game? You son of a bitch, Yarden. Calling my card out. Seeing how loyal I am to the Nintendo. All right.
He wants to aid you.
Yeah, like my daughter, like she did this week. I grew up with Nintendo. Like my first console, the first console that was ever purchased for me was the NES. Because before, I kind of inherited the Atari 2600. So my first gaming console was the NES that was bought for me. My favorite gaming console is the Super Nintendo. I love Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I love that era of the NES, Super Nintendo, because they just used to put out any and everything on both of those consoles. Like, whatever you could think of, you wanted to be a game, it was a game. Like, McDonald's had a game. There were several Ninja Turtle games. There was like, they just made games, Garbage Pail Kids. Any franchise you could think of, it had a game.
Mm-hmm.
And some were good, some were great, some were terrible. So that's one of the things I kind of always loved about Nintendo, because there was always, if you had the money to buy it, something to play. And also, the cool thing about that era was because I don't think a lot of people kind of knew what gaming was. A lot of times, I would find like NES games and Super Nintendo games in like flea markets.
Yeah.
So I would go to flea markets with my grandmother every week, and she'd give me like $20, and I'd find like a little shop selling SNES games for like $5. So a lot of my SNES collection I bought like for $5, $10, because they didn't know what the fuck it was. They're like, oh, here's these games. Yeah. Take them. We don't want them. Nobody buys this shit. And it was great.
There was definitely like a golden period of like people. This was probably after when you were doing it, but when parents were selling off all of their kids' Super Nintendo games because a kid went off to college, and like you could snag them at yard sales for like $1 a piece.
Yeah, and it was great because you just get a whole bunch of games, and they worked great for really cheap. The only thing I didn't like about the NES was the fact that you had to like blow on the cartridge. It took like 30 minutes to play a game. You had to go through the process of blowing in the cartridge, putting it in, pressing the button, and it was a process. But once you got into the game, you sat there and played that thing all day long.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite Nintendo franchise is probably the Mario franchise. Mario 3 is probably my favorite game of all time. I love Super Mario 3. Mm. Fantastic game. I think I answered all the questions there. Yeah. Yay. I love Nintendo. All right. Our next question. And this is...
which is also our last question.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic question to end on. Ghost Days asks, if you could play any video game you wanted, what's your favorite breakfast food?
If you could play any video game you wanted, what is your favorite breakfast food? So the video game that we want to play is irrelevant here?
Yes. The question is, what's your favorite breakfast food?
I love
motherfuckers pancake, Donnie.
Pancakes are all very breakfast good. Food
matters.
I love egg based breakfast foods like omelets, scrambled eggs. I love French toast.
French toast.
I love yogurt and granola with some fresh fruit.
Those are all good choices. IHOP has a really good spinach omelet that I'm addicted to now. It's really good.
Oh, I love spinach omelet. Spinach and tomatoes. Yeah, it sounds really good.
It's really good. I eat that a lot. Love pancakes. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's my favorite cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You know what? Sometimes cereal just really hits.
Yes. Sometimes cereal. You son of a bitch, Donnie. Get out of our chat! How dare you invade my show with this blasphemy?
The real wisdom is knowing that all three, French toast, waffles, and pancakes, are all three of them are amazing.
Yes.
Stop trying to divide
the Muffins are good. Donnie Trump cinnamon divide muffins. The breakfast community. Those are really good.
Take a side. French toast.
Terrible.
But then terrible, I think I would do pancakes. I would do pancakes before waffles.
I agree with that. My because daughter you can put the other fruit day.
In it. You can put peaches in it. You can put strawberries in it, blueberries.
That's really good. My daughter the other day, Rebecca, this you'll like this. This is funny. My daughter basically called me a basic bitch because I said I like banana nut muffins. Like, that's her favorite muffin? Like, she gave me a face like, ugh. You're old. Oh my God.
I think the only thing more basic than banana nut muffin is a blueberry muffin.
That was my second favorite. Such an old man.
Your daughter might be onto something here. Listen, like, it is her job. It is over there? Her job to make fun of you, but it's your job to make fun of her right back.
That is true. She just looked at me with such shame, like just such shame and disdain for her father. This, Rebecca, never have 15-year-old kids. Because they get 15 and they just judge everything you do. It's like,
believe me,
what are you doing? You just look at me now with this look of shame. Whoa, not be eating grape nuts.
Grape nuts? No. No.
No, that's not good.
Crepes. Crepes is a good answer. I do like crepes.
Crepes are good. Crepes are really good. Mm-hmm. I do need the fiber. That is correct.
That was our last question of the week.
Yeah.
It's a good week. Good
that,
episode.
That does it for us. Yeah.
Good week. Thank you for joining, Delvin. You want to be a regular because you should be here every week.
I'm going to be here next week, so I guess.
You are? That's a great thing. Oh, that's so exciting.
I think so. I think Donnie's gone for something. He's doing some crap. I don't know.
Bye, Donnie. He's kicked off the show. It is now the Delvin and Rebecca show. I can just go. Which, like, we don't want him gone because he has the power to, like, just shut off the show right now, like mid-sentence. Oh, exactly. That's exactly what happened. He has the power.
Oh man. That's it.
See, that was very I was lucky that he didn't just cut me off there. So.
See, sometimes you need the positive.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. This is Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening. And I forgot the line already. What?